Hey, Grow Squad, welcome back to another episode of the Eugene Hamilton Podcast. Hope you're doing well. Hope you've had a great week so far, and I hope that life is treating you as well as you're treating life. Listen, today we've got a hot one, so I'm going to pray and get right into it. God, we thank you for today. We thank you for right now. We're not thinking about tomorrow or yesterday. We thank you for right now. We're asking that in this moment of right now, that you would give us exactly what we need. Help us not to waste these moments. Help us not to waste opportunities that are before us. Help us to make sure that we capitalize on what you've given to us in your name. Amen. Today, I want to talk a little bit because I've got some additional inquiries about some of the things I shared last week related to goals and how we can position ourselves sometimes to not reach our goals by being overly obsessed with our routines. Now, it's funny. It's funny because I told you last week that the way that you can position yourself to reach your desired outcome is to do what? Put in place a system. Excuse me. Put in place a system. In other words, hey, I want to write a book. That's my desired outcome. What is your system to get there? I'm going to write 500 words a week. Cool. All right, now we're talking. Here's my system. I can desire to write a book. I can desire to write a novel. I can desire to write a pamphlet or a workbook, whatever it is. But if I don't put together a system, I'm spinning my wheels. Now, let's pivot. Because that system that we put in place, I want to caution you not to allow your routine or your system to block new opportunities. See, systems do this. Systems oil that engine. Systems and routine put you in position to go after the desired outcome. But oftentimes we get so married to the system or the routine that we say to ourselves, for instance, if your routine is that you wake up every morning and you hit the gym at 5 a.m. You hit the gym at 5 a.m., you do your 90 minutes, whatever, however long you do it, and your system is to get back to the house and you eat your healthy meal and you get after it, right? Let me ask you this, and drop it down in the chat. What happens when you aren't able to wake up at 5 a.m. on a particular day? What happens? Let's say you had a sick kid. And you were up all night and finally fell asleep at 3 and you didn't wake up till 8. Is that day now wasted? See, sometimes people get so married to systems and routines that when one thing doesn't add up, when one thing falls through the cracks, when they wake up late one day and they're like, oh, man, I can't, the day is shot. Sometimes your best habits secretly kill your goals, dreams, and desired outcomes because you're more tied to the routine than the desired outcome. Here it is. I know it sounds like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, but please keep listening. Listen to the end. I'm going to explain myself in more than one way. Because check it out. When you find yourself so married, like for instance, let's say, and this happens to me all the time, right? When I find myself on a positive, powerful eating plan and I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place, right? Let's say I'm out of town, I go to a spot, and let's say I have something, one item that's not on my diet. Let's just say I eat egg whites and all of a sudden I'm on my trip, I'm at a restaurant and I have eggs with a little cheese in it. Now, for me, what has been my Achilles heel is that I've looked at that one little deviation from my routine, and I say to myself, oh, man, my diet is shot. And I'll just go crazy the rest of the day because I had one thing that wasn't on my regular diet. You follow what I'm saying? Sometimes in life, when we're trying to reach our desired goals and outcomes, we get so married to the system, so married to our routine, so married to these new habits that we become almost mini perfectionists. And we think to ourselves, it has to be done. It almost sounds a little bit like superstition. Like we become superstitious. Like it's the routine, it's the system, it's the habit that's going to help me reach the goal. No, it's you. It's what those habits, those systems, and those routines are building inside of you. Have you ever heard I don't know who coined this phrase or who came up with this powerful notion, but individuals are oftentimes reminded of the fact that who we become after the journey is more powerful than the journey itself. It's not simply about the journey or the routine or the system. It's about who am I becoming? The systems are not in place to get you married to the systems. The systems are in place to get you married to you and your resilience and your courage that is building as you're moving toward that desired outcome. I hope it's making sense. Because I see too many people whose best habits secretly kill their success. Their best habits almost becomes their worst enemy because now they're so now if they get out of routine one day, they're like, oh man, oh, now it's February. This is not February now, but I'm saying it could be in the month of February, and they're like, oh man, my year is done. What? Your year is done? Oh, I'll try again in 2027. No. In fact, about 9 months ago, I said this to you, and I'm saying it again without apology. Successful people are not perfect people. Successful people are not people who get it right every day. Successful people, if you talk to anybody that's successful, talk to them like real talk. They will let you know that even though they like their cold plunge, they like their sauna, they like all this stuff, some days they can't get to it. But does that mean you're less productive? Does that mean that because you didn't get to that thing that has become a part of your daily routine? Listen, successful people are not perfect. Successful people realize and recognize when they've gotten off course and they've become masters at self-correction. Successful people are not people that get it right every single time they get up to the plate. And have you ever seen, listen, and baseball is a trip. Because you can have somebody get up to the mound, or to the plate, I should say, the pitcher's on the mound, but get up to the plate to bat, and they could miss 5 out of 10 swings. And they're an all-star. They're going to the Hall of Fame. Right? They're not perfect. They don't hit the ball every time. Right? But they give 100% effort every time. They try every time. They recover. So what am I telling you? As you think about what it is that you are going to accomplish this year, I'm just doubling down on what I said last week. Yeah, develop habits. Yeah, develop a routine. Yes, I stand on it. Put systems in place that will pull out the best version of you. Do it. Make no apologies for it. But I want you to understand that this journey is about more than your system. I keep saying it because I want you to be laser focused on not just the desired outcome. Here it is. But who do I need to become so that I can properly handle the desired outcome? See, a lot of things that happens in life, and I've shared this before, that individuals who desire a certain thing, they desire a certain outcome, sometimes it's delayed. Sometimes God says, you got to wait, because if I give it to you now, you're going to fumble that. That's why people sometimes will run through money because they have not become the person yet to handle that kind of responsibility. Some people have not gotten married yet or not had kids yet, whatever the case might be, oftentimes because they have not become the person that they need to become in order to properly steward that responsibility. So instead of us focusing this quarter, this month, this year, instead of us focusing solely on the outcome, instead of us getting so married to the system, to the routine, that you ain't got no flexibility in your life, and if your routine is off, then your week, your day, your month is off. Instead of focusing on that solely, I want to invite you to focus on, who do I want to become this year? Who do I need to become in order to do right by that desired outcome? Who do I need to become? Who am I? Who am I right now? Right? Based on what 2025 looked like, who am I as I start this year? And who do I want to become by the time this year ends? So here it is. When you have unbreakable routines, here's the second challenge. Sometimes you miss out on a spontaneous opportunity because you're so rigid with your routine. There are opportunities that have come my way throughout the course of my life that have, quote unquote, interrupted how I thought things should be going. Has that ever happened to you before? Yeah. I've been on an airplane and I've mapped out my airplane. I'm going to pull out my laptop. I'm going to pull out and I've mapped it out. I've said, you know, hour one, I need to have this done. Hour two, this done, blah, blah, blah. And I don't want to put my earplugs in. And what if somebody sitting next to me wants to talk about an opportunity to expand what I'm working on? But if I'm so closed off, I've built this thing. I've said to myself, you know what? On airplanes, I don't talk to anybody. I plug my ears and I get to work. Okay, that's cool. But on sometimes there's a spontaneous blessing waiting for you on the airplane. So I want you to consider and think about the fact that sometimes your best habit, I don't want you to lose your habits, lose your routine. Those are absolutely, if they serve you well, do not get rid of them. That is not what I'm saying. If your routine, if your system serves you, I'm a big system guy. I just told you that, hey, listen, I cannot sit here with a blank, I'm going to buy a new car this year and don't put together a plan to save X amount of dollars per month to cut back on this thing so I can have enough money to put up for this. No. Please have your system in place. I'm a system guy. What I'm saying, though, is don't be so married to your system that you don't leave any room in your life for spontaneity, for something to come along that doesn't fit into your little box, for something to come along and all of a sudden you say to yourself, oh, wow, I didn't think about that. For something to come along and all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, if you got tunnel vision. My dad used to work for a guy who at some point in his life, he could no longer see. That peripheral vision was gone. All he had was tunnel vision. And he could only see what was in front of him. And we would oftentimes, if we're out working, if we're out, you know, doing whatever on his property, and we'd have to yell out to him if he's in danger because he couldn't see what was around him. And sometimes when we find ourselves having tunnel vision, we cannot see not just danger that's around us, but sometimes we can't even see opportunity that's around us. We can't see that we're in close proximity to something that could pour gasoline on our fire and help that fire spread further and faster and help us reach our desired outcome so we can bless more people. Somebody asked me the other day, what do you have goals in place for? I have several things I have goals in place for. Of course, I want to put my family in position to do better than we've ever done before. But I also want to be in position to help other people who are not family. And the faster I can get to my goal, the faster I can reach my outcome, the faster I can help other people. I heard a guy talk about, because, you know, a lot of people are anti, some people, they're so system routine driven that they can't learn from other people. They want to learn themselves. Oh, and I get it. I want to learn the way, I got to get it out the mud. I got to learn the way that my daddy learned it. No. My goal in parenthood is to allow my son to hack some of my hours. In other words, the hours I put in on certain things, I want him to be able to have an inside track to saying, you know what, I don't have to go. That's parents say that all the time. Oh, I don't want my son or my kids to have to go through the same. I want them to put in hard work and effort, but they don't have to do the same thing I did. I did X, Y, and Z to help them not have to do X, Y, and Z. In other words, they hacking some of your hours. You put your 10,000 hours in, so they don't have to. They now saw you hit your head, hit bumps and bruises, get bloodied up, and get back up. Now they've learned from that. They still need to go out and learn the craft, learn the thing, but they've hacked some of your hours. Some of you right now, as you're on your path, stop being so hard-headed and start hacking other people's hours. They put it out there. They put it on YouTube all day for you. They put some of that. They tell you the path that they took so you can shortcut it. Don't be so naive to say to yourself, I need to take 10 years to get there. If somebody else said, I've cracked the code. It took me 10 years to learn this. I'm going to help you do it in 1 year. Why would you not take advantage of that? Why would you say to yourself, I want to take 10 years too? Be wise. Be smart. Broaden your vision. Broaden your understanding. Broaden your ability to embrace new ideas, new thoughts. Don't be so tunnel vision that you only focus on your habit, your routines, and your systems that you're unable to learn from other people. And sometimes hack some of their hours. Yeah. So this year, I want you to focus on that. This year, I want to encourage you, even before the month of January is over, if you've gotten off to a slow start, this month is not over. If you've gotten off to a start that is not that is not as, delightful as you thought it was going to be, it is not too late. Before January is over, press reset again. I promise you. Start over as many times as you need to, but just don't you dare quit. If you got out the gate a little bit slow, say to yourself, you know what? Let me go back to the drawing board and hit the ground running and understand that systems are good, routines are good, habits are good, but don't let them box you in. Don't get in your own way, because you got such a great system that you miss out on the spontaneity of reaching your desired outcome. Listen, somebody needs to hear this message. I promise you, there's somebody that you know, somebody that you were in conversation with. Maybe you talked to somebody last week who just had, maybe you had the same conversation just last week with somebody. Send them this message. There's somebody in your family, somebody that you work with. Listen, you said they just told you, hey, listen, how do I not become a slave to my own system? Send them this video. Watch it again if you need to. Keep building, keep grinding, keep growing. Most importantly, keep giving yourself grace. Listen, again, this year, we're looking to take this podcast to a new level. And I know that it's not going to be easy, but with your help, I promise you, we can crack the ceiling on our subscribers. I think we're around 2,300 subscribers. Listen, I need you to subscribe, to like, to share, do everything you got to do, because the Eugene Hamilton Podcast is on a mission to go, grow, and glow every single day. Listen, I hope you were blessed today. Hope you got some insight that's going to help you on your journey. Looking forward to seeing you next week, same time, same place. Be good. Peace.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF-FOR Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Assisted customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.